Small Steps. The Year I Got Polio by Peg Carrot. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Prologue. Before a polio vaccine was developed, polio killed or crippled thousands of people each year. A president of the United States, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, got polio as a young father. He spent the rest of his life in a wheelchair, using hip-high leg braces and a cane when he needed to stand to make a speech. Children, however, are more likely to get polio than adults are. It is a highly contagious disease, and in 1949, there were 42,033 cases reported in the United States. There was only one case diagnosed that year in Austin, Minnesota, a 12-year-old girl, Peg Schulz, me. The disease's full name is poliomyelitis, or infantile paralysis, but it is usually called polio. The polio virus attacks the nerve cells which control the muscles of the body. If damage to the nerve cells is slight, the muscle weakness will be temporary. If the virus kills many nerve cells, paralysis will be extensive and possibly permanent. There is no cure for polio. There are no miracle medicines to stop the damage to nerve cells or repair those already damaged. When I began to write about my polio days, long-forgotten memories bubbled to the surface. I was astonished by the intense emotions these memories brought with them. Those months, more than any other time of my life, molded my personality. Since I have no transcript of these events, the dialogue is not strictly accurate, but the people mentioned are all real people. The incidents all happened, and the voices are as close to